From the Beach Boys to Cardi B. There are always those songs that become a sort of soundtrack to the summer.
So what about 2018? Well, we asked a few people in the know, and one recommendation features a title we can't broadcast. It begins with the word ape.
My name is Amanda Petrosic. I am a staff writer at The New Yorker. My choice for the song of the summer is Jay-Z and Beyoncé, who are now known together as the Carters, Ape. I realize the title is perhaps not appropriate for a civil conversation, but I think they chose it in part to convey the sort of sheer and dramatic magnitude of their following. It's also, I think, a little bit about this sort of dangerous, if possibly true, idea in America that money buys you some freedom. And Jay-Z raps the line at one point, "I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone, tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Every night we in the end zone, tell the NFL we in stadiums too." Kind of suggesting this almost this divestment from corporations, which is to say, we don't need you. You need us. You know, look what we can make these people do. Have you ever seen a crowd going ape? There are very, very few artists left that can capture the national attention instantly. You know, at least in my neighborhood in Brooklyn, this song was briefly playing out of every single car that drove by. These are, you know, pop royalty. This is the king and queen of the radio right now.
I'm Rocio Santos, host and producer at Bocalo Radio. And my pick for the song of the summer is Sexo by Residente. Te regaló chocolates y flores, una pecera llena de peces de colores, y trajo a los mejores mariachis de la plaza frente a tu casa, porque quieres sexo. This song is a song about all the things we do to obtain sex. In the lyrics he says, oh, they put makeup on because they want sex, they buy clothes because they want sex. They use perfume because they want sex. Se maquilla porque quiere sexo. Se peina porque quiere sexo. Se compra ropa porque quiere sexo. Se perfuma porque quiere sexo. Residente doesn't actually use the he or she pronouns. Instead, he leaves it open to be inclusive of everyone. He's very well known for doing like very conscious, social, commentary, political songs. And even though this is not like that, he's just talking about this universal language that is sex, but that nobody talks about directly.
My name is Sam Sanders. I host an NPR show called It's Been a Minute. And my pick for song of the summer is called Freaky Friday by a rapper named Lil Dicky. And the song is featuring the singer Chris Brown. So the song has this really, really crazy, strange premise. Lil Dicky, this white parody rapper, switches bodies with Chris Brown, the black R&B singer. Hilarity ensues. I picked this song because no other song this year has made me more uncomfortable and made me ask myself more hard questions. So, to start, this is a song featuring Chris Brown. He has been someone tied to domestic abuse. Some of the things that are in the song just feel so retrograde. Chris Brown's voice, which is actually Lil Dicky's voice, just takes pleasure in the fact that he can now, as a white person in a black person's body, say the N-word over and over and over again. It's just such a weird whack-a-mole song. Wonder if I can say the N-word. Wait, can I really say the N-word? I do not know if I like this song. It gets stuck in my head for days at a time, but I know deep in my heart of hearts I should not like it. But like 2018, I feel conflicted about this entire year, and it's all problematic, and yet I cannot stop dancing. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
It's Freaky Friday. I'm in Chris Brown's body. This is Sydney Madden. I'm an assistant editor at NPR Music, and my pick for the song of the summer is Nice for What by Drake. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Drake really wrote this song for the hardworking women out there, whether that be the CEO, the nurse working night shifts, the college student, because you know what? He appreciates them all, and he recognizes that if you're hardworking women out there, you do not need to settle for a bum dude. So this is really a musical thank you note for all the hardworking women. A big thing that makes Drake stand out is almost every song that he drops, it adds another catchphrase or another comeback to the lexicon. Nice for What is basically a quick-witted comeback for a woman who doesn't want to put up with a guy. That's a real one in your reflection, without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these, you gotta be nice for what to these.
I'm Allison Abbey from Sounds Like Nashville, and I have to say the song of the summer is Meant to Be by Bebe Rexha featuring Florida Georgia Line. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. The crazy thing about calling it the song of the summer is this song actually debuted in fall of 2017, but it has stayed at the top of the country charts for 30 weeks consistently. I don't mean to be so uptight. But my heart's been hurt a couple times. A lot of people have long criticized Florida Georgia Line for being the bro country guys, the reason country music went back to this sort of frat boy way of thinking. And so to see them not only work with Bebe Rexha, who is a pop singer, but let her be the lead and be the feature, kind of does give people this insight into a new version of Florida Georgia Line. You know, as a female fan of Florida Georgia Line, you can sing along to all their songs, but this was really a Florida Georgia Line song with a female perspective. And so I think that really reached a huge audience. So come on, ride with
me, ride. Those were just a few of the songs of the summer for 2018. For even more selections and to listen to a curated playlist, go to nprmusic.org.